Okay, so I kind of envisage two possible scenarios for the future, which depend on the capacity of capitalism to have another growth phase or not. And it's very hard to answer that question because the crisis today combines the cyclical crisis, you know, with a new mode of communication and also a really deep ecological crisis. So it's a question mark. If capitalism has another growth phase in itself, it could possibly lead to kind of a grand bargain where we have green capitalism with substantial amounts of participation and peer production embedded as part of a new growth phase. It's possible. But if that fails, if this is the terminal crisis of capitalism, then you know, this is what I call a low road, because it will be much more painful, because you know, then we need to change in a context of decay and decline, which is basically local resilience. People will have to, you know, because the system no longer offers them survival, they will have to reinvent their local practices, and there will be peer-to-peer, but that will be a much more painful, because it, you know, it will be matched with the loss of productive capacities of the system as a whole. So those are two possibilities, and we, you know, we don't know the future. We have to be prepared for both. So we need to work on local resilience, and at the same time still have hope that we can reform and transform the existing system. I mean, capitalism, you know, as an infinite growth system, is you cannot imagine an infinite growth system existing infinitely. But we don't know exactly, you know, how and when it will end and be replaced by something else, right? So we need to keep in our minds both local resilience, changing our lives today, but also how do we change the system as a whole? And we have to do it at the same time.
Okay, thank you so much, Michel, for spending
for
time.
Yeah, good questions, stimulating.
And I'm sure a lot of people will benefit from your ideas.
Thanks.